paragraph Chaf Aleph. V'alkein hekrivu hanasiim agolos ubekorim loses hamishkan kishapur kenoisim. Now we'll understand one of the very important, interesting facets of the Mishkan, that when the Mishkan was first put up, the Nesiim, the leaders of the tribes, donated wagons and oxen to transport the Mishkan when it was dismantled. Kizeh ikar hatikun, because this is the most important part of the tikun. Ki hamishkan hu bechinas tikun hamerkava. The Mishkan is one example of the Merkava, the throne for Hashem, a chariot for Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Merkavoi Argamon, that the chariot, the throne of Hashem, is Argamon, purple wool. And we said that this represents the four angels, Uriel, Raphael, Gavriel, Michoel, Shenemar al HaMishkan. And we know that that pasuk also refers to the Mishkan. The alkane, hanasim, the purple wool that was used in the Mishkan, the red wool, the purple wool. The alkane, hanasim, sho'eskim b'tikun ha'mishpot, shu'tikun ha'merkava, osku l'chanchoi kanal. And therefore, the nesim, who represent the tzaddikim, who are involved in tikun ha'mishpot, which is tikun ha'merkava, they were involved in the initiation of the Mishkan. Aval ikar hatikun al yedei hu agolos v'abkorim sheheviu kidei loses es ha'mishkan be'shepor kanosoi. But Rav Nosson says the main tikkun was through the wagons and oxen that the Nesim brought to carry the Mishkan when they took it apart. Ki zeh ikar tikkun ha'mishpat, because this is the real tikkun ha'mishpat. Shafilu be'es ha'churban ha'godol, even when the Mishkan will be dismantled, even when the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, yelanu koyach lahamshich b'chinas tikkun ha'mishpat, we'll still have the ability to draw on this tikkun ha'mishpat, to achieve this tikkun ha'mishpat. Shezeh himshich Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom al yedei tikkuni ha'mishkan shehemidoi upirkoi. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu established by giving us a mishkan which was a portable mishkan, a mishkan that you took apart and put up, took apart and put up. U'bishvil zeh hoyu mekimim ha'mishkan b'chol pam beis chaniyosam. It's for this reason that they used to dismantle the Mishkan each time. They would put it up each time when they would come to a new location where they would be staying for a while, and they would dismantle it when they had to travel. Shezeh b'chinas eile pekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ho-edus. The first pasuk in Parshas Pekudei mentions the word Mishkan twice. Eile pekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ho-edus. V'dorsh razal, and the Gemara says, why does it say mishkan twice? Mishkan bebinyonoi, mishkan bechurbonoi. This is very, very important. The two mishkans refer to that the mishkan was so holy an item that when it was built, when it was put up, and when it was destroyed, it was still effective. It was still doing incredible things. Shemoish Rabbeinu himshich tikun nifla. Shafilu kishia nechrav ha-beis ha-mikdosh. Zeh b'chinas mishkan b'churbonoi, gam oz nucha laham shcholein b'chinas tikun ha-mishpat kanal. Moish Rabbeinu accomplished such an incredible tikun with the mishkan that it's a double mishkan. It's a mishkan while it's up, and it's a mishkan when it's down. When it's down, it's not off. There's still current flowing. There's still action. There's still power in there. The tikkun ha-mishpat is taking place when it's up and when it's down. Eile pekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ho-edus. It says the word mishkan twice to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik emos, was able to accomplish such a tikkun that bebinyonoi u-bechurbonoi, this thing is still going to be doing incredible things for Klal Yisrael. How? Bekoyach hatzadikei emes kanal, through the power of the great tzadikim. Gamos nuchal amshchalein v'chanes tikkun ha'mishpat b'chol tzadikim emes. V'zeh himshich al yidei shayu porken ha'mishkan b'chol eis nesiyosom. And this Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished through the fact that they dismantled the Mishkan each time when they were traveling. V'toan oisoy bagolois u'bekorim, they loaded it up on wagons with the cattle. Shehisnadvu hanesim, which the nesim donated. V'nosu al pi Hashem, and they traveled strictly based on the command of Hashem, Be'arba Machnois Hadgolim, and they traveled in special formation. They didn't stam travel. They traveled as a cube, four, a unit of four. There are different opinions of exactly how it was, but they traveled under four flags. Shekol zehu bechinas kesher hamerkova. Those four flags were another example of this kishur hamerkova, like the four legs corresponding to the four legs of the throne of Hashem. Ki ho arba degolim heim bechinas arba chayos hamerkova. Because the four flags of Klal Yisrael, the four groupings of Klal Yisrael, corresponded to the four animals of the throne of Hashem, the Aryeh Shoer Nesher Odom. And by doing this, by making this tikkun, Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished Shafilu Beis Prikas HaMishkan, that even at the time when they would dismantle the Mishkan, Yamshichu Bechinas Kesher HaMerkova, they would still be drawing on the power of Kesher HaMerkova through their traveling formation. And by Moshe Rabbeinu establishing this at that time when they were in the desert, it wasn't just for then, it was for the future also. That even when the Mishkan would be in a destroyed state, meaning when the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, and the great tzaddikim would pass away, which is worse for the Jewish people even than the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. When tzaddikim pass away, the Gemara says that's double, that's twice as bad as the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Gamoz nucha lahamshich b'chinas kesher hamerkova. We would still be able to be drawing energy and strength and power from the Kishur HaMerkava, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did it in the desert. The Mishkan was a Merkava. The Mishkan when it was up was a Merkava. And the Mishkan when it was down, when it was dismantled, and it traveled on those wagons in that special formation, four flags, that was also Kishur Merkava. It was a lesson that Mishkan up, Mishkan down, that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us Kishur Merkava in both situations. Gamoz nuchal hamshachinas Kishur Merkava b'koyat tzadik yemes. And this is what the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Matechezu bashulamis kimachoylas hamachanoim shenemar al machnois hadegolem. That Pasuk is written about the flags, about the groupings of the Jews when they travel. Shenismach loze, which is written right next to it, where it says, Mayoful pomayech hanolim, how beautiful are the shoes on your feet. Bas nodiv, chamuke yerechayech kmoichaloim, shemchololim adatohim. Shepirshu admurzal, alalias hamishpot meatohim. Rabbein Azal interpreted this posuk referring to the alias hamishpot, elevating the mishpot from the lowest depths. Mibchinas mishpotecho tohim rabba, from when the mishpot has fallen all the way down to the deepest tohim. Ki alias hamishpot meatohim, hual yidei bchinas machanois hadgolim, shenosuim hamishkon kishaper koisoi. Because the ability to elevate the Mishpat from the lowest places was accomplished through those groupings of Jews, those four groups, those four flags, when they traveled with the dismantled Mishkan, the Mishkan when it was in its dismantled state. The final paragraph of this halacha, even though afterwards there are a few appendixes, Rav Nosson Zal adds on additions, but the halacha officially ends at the end of this next paragraph. Paragraph Chav Beis. V'alkein be'erev Rosh Hashanah hoilchem be'yoyser al kivri atzadikim. And therefore, even though on all erev Rosh Chodeshes, it's very good to visit kivri atzadikim, the most important erev Rosh Chodesh to visit kivri atzadikim is erev Rosh Hashanah. Because that's when we need the greatest tikkun hamishpat. Because on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is going to be sitting on his throne of justice. And that's the time when we have the greatest tikkun of the greatest destruction of mishpat, which was caused when the Jews messed up with the golden calf. Shehu nistakein barboim yomim hoachroinim me elul ad yom kippurim. We know that when was that finalized? When was the Tikkun Egel finalized? In the last 40-day period. There were three 40-day periods that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, right? He went up from Shavuos to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. That was one. Number two, from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz to Rosh Chodesh Elul. And number three, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. So that the finalization of the Tikkun of the Egel Hazov, which was super Pegama Mishpat, was in those Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, all the way at the end. The Iker B'Rosh Hashanah, and the main part of it is on Rosh Hashanah. Shehu Rishon L'Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is the first of the 10 days of Tshuva. Shehu Yoim HaMishpat, that's the day of judgment. V'oz Ikara Tikkun Shel Rosh Chodesh. And on Rosh Hashanah is when we have the greatest Tikkun of Rosh Chodesh of the entire year. Ki Hu Chag Shehachodesh Miskasaboy, because it's the one holiday of the year which comes out on Rosh Chodesh, when the moon is hidden. K'meshikosu, as the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kese liyom chageinu. Blow the shofar on the Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, b'kese, when it is hidden, the day of our holiday. V'dorshu Hazal, and the Gemara says, Ezehu chag shehachodesh miskasaboy. Which holiday is it that the month that the moon is hidden in? Dahainu shechal b'Rosh Chodesh. Which holiday comes out on Rosh Chodesh? Hevyoimer zeh Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah shehu b'Rosh Chodesh bi'atzmai, which comes out on Rosh Chodesh itself. Ki oz ikra tikkun shel Rosh Chodesh shu tikkun p'kimas halavona shekol mikol ha'tikkun manal ad tikkun ha'mishpat kanal. Because it's on Rosh Hashanah that you have the greatest degree of tikkun of Rosh Chodesh, which is the tikkun of the defectiveness of the moon, which is koilel all the different tikkunim, pegam emuna, pegam mishpat, pegam bris, as we showed earlier, until the final one, which is tikkun mishpat. Vezehu, this is why the pasuk concludes there. Look at that pasuk. Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'ches l'chaim chagenu, ki choyk li'Yisrael hu, mishpat l'loike Yaakov. The canal, as we learned earlier. And this is why on Rosh Hashanah, especially on Rosh Hashanah, we go to Kivrei Tzadikim. That's the time, most important time for going to Kivrei Tzadikim. Ki ikar kol hatikunim anal, befrat gemara tikin shu tikin hamishpat, I efsher lizkois rak bekoyach hatzadikim shech neofor v'kanal. Because the essence of all the tikkunim, of tikkun emunah and tikkun habris and all the different things listed there, and especially the final one, which is tikkun hamishpat, the essence of that, a person cannot achieve it without the help of the tzaddikim who have already passed away. The tzaddikim are Sheikh Neofor v'Kanal.